could not get Jadel this morning, but we have a very willing stand-in. Justin Osagen is with us. Thanks, Justin, for being here this morning.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure to be on our local community radio
station.
That's
right. And I have heard via the grapevine, we were out of town, but that the Farm Fest was a smashing hit. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Oh my gosh, we are so excited about how successful that Farm Fest was. You know, back in November, we applied for a grant so we could throw this party, and we got the money, and we spent the last 6-8 months organizing everything. But you know, sometimes you throw a party and nobody comes, and
right.
We were worried that that might happen. But in fact, the community turned out for us. We thought we might have 200 or 300 people come, and the guy that did our count at the gate, he totaled 605 attendees.
No way.
So it was just a smashing success.
And how many of, was that very local, do you know? Or were there people coming from who were visitors to the North Shore? Or what kind of a mix was it?
Well, it was a real variety of people. And when people came by my little booth where I sell the stuff from my farm, I would kind of just informally ask, you know, where are you coming from? I would guess that probably 2/3 of the people are from Two Harbors and Duluth. But I talked to folks who were traveling here on the North Shore and decided to stop in. We got good traffic from the local campground that we've got here in Two Harbors.
Whoever
the attendant is there sent folks over. So I talked to folks from Edina, from Ely, from Cloquet. Huh. So we really drew people from well beyond, you know, our little local community.
Yeah, we should, I should take a lesson from you in marketing. I don't know how you got the word out so well, but that is just so great that, you know, people driving through heard about it, people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, best of all, I think, would be the number of people just from this area coming, because that's really what it's all about.
You know, one of my favorite things about participating in our Saturday morning farmers market each week here in Two Harbors is that I've gotten to know so many people from the community. We have a lot of regular attendees, folks who come through every week, and those people, they sure showed up at that Farm Fest. And
yeah.
We got great coverage from local media. Fox News came out, the local affiliate came out, the ABC affiliate came out, Northern News Now came, they all came with video.
Really?
yep, we had fantastic media coverage. The Duluth News Tribune did an article on us just right before the event. So I think that was key to the turnout that we had, was that we got the word out. And I'm so thankful to the local media organizations that they chose to cover us.
Yeah, that really makes a big difference. And
and
you probably had beautiful, warm, dry weather.
Oh, we couldn't have asked for a more beautiful day. It was sunny. It was, probably 78, 80 degrees. And, you know, that week beforehand, we had just gray day after gray day, highs of 60, 61. It was a little bit wet. And I was dreading that. You know, we didn't want to be there in a mud bath of, you know, right there on that farm where we all set up right there on Two Harbors Road. But the gods came through for us. They sent beautiful weather.
Yeah. And, you know, I've planned many events myself, and I know the stress leading up to events. And but I also know the thrill of victory, which is not unlike winning a race.
Yep. I tell you what, this Farm Fest went so well.
Yeah.
And we're already planning for next year. On the grant funding that we received from Department of Ag and a group called Renewing the Countryside, they gave us 2 years of funding. So we're going to throw this big party again next year. And we've already got, you know, we've already had a meeting. We're talking about what can we do better? What can we add to make it more interactive for folks who come out?
Yeah.
What we had this year was we had the 11 participating farms in the farm trail. Each member was invited to sell their wares. There was one woman on the farm trail who was unable to participate, but everyone else was there. We all sold lots of our stuff. We invited a lot of our local artisans and craftsmen to come sell their wares as well. We had a food truck. We had Lake County Master Gardeners were there doing rock painting for kids. Blaine Tetro, who builds and sells these phenomenal raised garden beds, was there sort of demonstrating how you could grow your own produce in your backyard. So we had a nice mix of opportunities to buy local wares, interactive stuff for the visitors. It was not just an opportunity to open your wallet and part with your cash. One of the best things about it, of course, is that the event was free. So, you know, there's no cost to just walk around and visit and have a great time.
Yeah, I bet that was key, too. And I'm sure this will help continue to advance just food, the local food movement in general. So thank you so much, Justin. We're out of time already, but I was so glad to be able to check in with you and have everyone know that it went well. And if they didn't make it this year, they can certainly go next year. So thanks again.
Great. Thanks, Katya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Justin Osagian of Lucky Dog Farm.